If the boogeyman doesn't scare you, maybe the image of a cancerous lung caused from smoking will. Two MU researchers have discovered that while fear and disgust are effective motivators alone, when they are combined in anti-smoking ads, viewers often pay less attention. Glenn Leshner, director of the Psychological Research on Information and Media Effects Lab in the Missouri School of Journalism, says ads should either scare or disgust viewers.
What happens in this case, I think, is that emotional response is increased so much that people actually withdraw from the message. So anything really that occurs after the point at which they withdraw is not going to be remembered.
Leshner and Paul Bowles, co-director of the Media Lab, measured the physiological responses of 58 viewers while the viewers watched a series of 30-second anti-tobacco ads. They found that while either fear or disgust increased viewers' attention, ads that included both fear and disgust decreased attention and memory. The ads might become too disgusting for the viewer. This information could be useful for future ad campaigns that address other negative health habits. Their study, Scare 'em or Disgust 'em, The Effect of Graphic Health Promotion Messages, recently received national and international media attention from Businessweek magazine, MSN.com, and the Voice of America Broadcast Network. I'm Christian Basie with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.